Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neeson.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you're a fan of the Alien movies with Sigourney Weaver, she plays the ultimate hero, Ripley. In the fourth movie of the series, there was a company effort to clone her, and so you saw incubation chambers with floating versions of Ripley in various stages of development.
The thing is, Norbert, it's not so futuristic. Scientists have gotten pretty far with test tube embryos of mice. In one experiment, while some embryos were left in the mother's womb, others were harvested and grown in the lab.
The lab ones grew in a nutrient solution first, then were transferred to a gently swirling glass beaker. Amazingly, these embryos' development followed their genetic code, whether they were in the uterus or the lab.
By day 11, a beating heart appeared along with buds of tissues for limbs, signs of a digestive tract, and auditory and visual systems.
At this point, the embryos in the lab needed a functioning blood supply to get to full term. But that's still a challenge that scientists haven't met.
Being able to view close up how mouse embryos develop can maybe give us a better insight into birth defects and how to intervene to improve human health.
As for whether we can be grown in the lab, our embryos are highly complex, and while our information is also stored in genetic code, there's likely to be a lot of crosstalk with the mother's cells and tissues crucial to our growth.
Plus, just as in the Alien movie, the many incomplete and defective versions of Ripley's are a very real ethical issue. Still, like it or not, one day is coming.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.